It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
It's Davey back again, speaking into the correct side of the microphone this time.
That is hopefully super exciting, Ryan. That is, yeah. I think so. Yeah,
we'll see.
Don't worry about it.
We'll see.
Nobody noticed last week anyway.
Nobody noticed that the audio was absolutely pathetic.
In fact, Ryan, recently we did a we attended a live show for our buddies Mac and Goo. They had a whole event. The Triforce was there, so the boxers were there. We were there for an airing of grievances.
Sure were.
I don't know when they're going to post that episode. Probably on Goo's Day, I would imagine. What did you think of that?
The big takeaways there were that, you know, I need to keep the video game minute to a minute. You know,
no,
I
think that was one guy.
That was one guy, but that guy matters. Malarkey. That guy's kind of my boss at Mammoth Gamers, so that kind of matters.
True.
You know, so we'll
people
be keeping
like
it,
the video game minute.
They do. They sure do. But again, we need to keep it to a minute. You know.
All right.
So there's that, and I need to be less condescending.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think I'm the right amount of condescension going on here.
Take that criticism and shove it up their ass is what I would say.
Yes.
I do think we need to work on our audio quality. We try to. We aim to please. And I figure by episode 300, we will have crisp audio that people will love.
We'll have crisp audio. And as far as my condescension goes, I'm sorry that you feel like I'm being condescending to you. There's my apology.
Yes. My other takeaway quickly is, and we've done a couple of these before, but I think like six people is too many people for this format. It made sense because everybody sort of like whipped around the table and was like, grievance for this guy, grievance for this guy. But like just trying to like harness six people going at once is pretty tough.
There was a lot of shouting at some points.
As, yeah. Good luck to Goo cleaning all that up.
Seriously.
Figuring that out. But we're going to do kind of an abbreviated This Week in Dork. We're just going to get you the Aquaman. As it's Christmas week, Ryan, Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Oh, happy holidays. Let's not be denominational here.
I'll definitely edit that out.
Yeah.
Whatever it happens to be, happy vacation week for those
there
of you.
There you go.
No, I'm a big Merry Christmas person. I know.
It is Christmas. Yeah. You know, we would say we forgot to say Happy Hanukkah in the first week of December. We forgot
Happy
to do
Hanukkah
that. I believe Kwanzaa happens after this. I don't know if we'll get to that, but you know, whatever you
now,
celebrate.
Forgive my not knowing. Is it Happy Kwanzaa? It's not Merry Kwanzaa.
I think it's Happy Kwanzaa.
So Merry, it's just Merry Christmas. Everything else is happy.
Well, you know what? No matter what your faith dictates or what your background is, we hope whatever you're doing right now is merry. How about that?
I think merry. Yeah, and I've always said you do you.
Do you, man? It'd be
you know,
what
whatever
do.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that thing is.
All right, Ryan. Let's cut to the news. Hellboy trailer is out. Last week we talked about the Hellboy poster and they had like a teaser and all that nonsense. So this movie comes out in April. Again, David Harbour from Stranger Things, who is awesome, has taken on Hellboy. The trailer is out. Your thoughts?
I think they're trying to stick closer to the comic on this one because it seems like all the monsters and stuff are very comic driven, which is good. I don't know if it'll have the mass appeal as the Del Toro ones do, but I have a feeling that I'll think this movie. My prediction right now is a four, hard four, soft 4.5 out of 6 stones.
I feel like it's going to be just like middle of the road, middle of the pack. So I think that's kind of what you're saying too. I'm not all that jazzed up for it. I'm really not.
I don't know if we needed it. You know, it's one of those movies that I don't know why you made it. I don't know if we need it specifically.
It's a quick turnaround reboot, isn't it? And by the way, the first Hellboy, pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
I even enjoyed Golden Army. I thought Golden Army was good.
You're right. Golden Army was pretty good. So I'm like, I don't really understand the point of this, but I'll give it a shot, and I think it helps that it's David Harbour, who I think everybody likes.
That does help. Everyone likes him.
So we'll see how that goes. We know about the live-action Aladdin with Will Smith playing the genie. There's been some images that have been released.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan, apparently, this could be a problem because the Jafar, too hot.
And we all these men and women rooting for Jafar now because he's a hunk.
He's too goddamn handsome, it's a problem because you can't have your villain being more of a sex symbol than the hero. You just can't.
Yeah, he looks dashing, if I do say so.
Because now Jasmine, she looks at Jafar, she looks at Aladdin. It shouldn't all be about looks, Ryan, but it can be, at least to start. And what do you think she's going to choose?
Well, the rumor is that, you know, the girls like the bad boys. You know, they like a little danger, you know?
I've known that to be true my whole life.
I do, too.
You know?
Bad Boys of Comic-Con coming at you. Full effect.
That's us. That's us. You know us. So, anyway, that's the Aladdin news.
Otherwise, other than the rest of this movie looks just god-awful.
I don't want to see this at all.
Not at all.
I don't want to see this with your eyes.
Will Smith looks ridiculous.
Dumb. And they're like, don't worry, Aladdin fans. He'll be blue for most of the movie. I'm like, that's not really my biggest concern.
It doesn't really help.
Like, I have a few other questions about this film. I don't really give two shits if he's blue. Nah, but anyway. Oh, so Adam McKay, he, of course, he and Will Ferrell work together on just about everything. And Adam McKay has also done, like, The Big Short. I think he directed Vice. That's coming out.
He did.
Yep. Or is out now. Is that already out, or it was?
It's out. It's out.
It's out now.
Yeah.
Apparently, I just saw this headline. I didn't look too much further into it. I was like, "This is good enough for me." But Adam McKay wants to do a Silver Surfer movie, and he also said he wanted to have it look like something like Speed Racer. And I'm like, "Well, hold on. Like, you don't want it to look like Speed Racer."
I know you're a big Silver Surfer guy, and this character is out there.
Norman Rad.
He's out there. You know, so yeah, I think you got to go a little crazy with it.
You do. I think his head's in the right space. It has to be bonkers. He's everything proof.
And I think McKay was quoted as saying, too, he's had meetings about doing the next Guardians.
Yes. That's another interesting one.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, he's got the chops for it. I mean, he can do drama. He did The Big Short he did, which is really good. The Other Guys, which was surprisingly good.
That was pretty good.
And I think he did Anchorman too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got the comedy chops to do it. I don't know if he's a big comic book guy, if he's a big fan. He must be.
I would think so. If you're going, that's a kind of it's a relatively deep dive. I mean, it's not for like comic book fans, but for just general people. I don't think they'd pull Silver Surfer out, you know?
No. And like the people are like, well, it's just a guy in space who like rides a surfboard. Like there's so much more to that character that like don't make any like a lick of sense.
No, it's crazy.
To use your words, if you thought Guardians was crackers, like wait till you get into the lore of Silver Surfer.
God.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty interesting to see now because I thought, again, like the movie was pretty bad, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yes.
But some of the stuff that he did and the way he looked wasn't actually bad, and that was a long time ago. So they could even do a better job now.
But are you going to bring, like, Galactus into this whole thing?
Oof. Yeah, probably. You know? And then it gets into the question, like, all right, what universe are you in? Is this a standalone Silver Surfer, or is this tying it into the MCU somehow, or what? So, I don't know. Ryan, I have a hard time figuring out if either there is a lot of buzz about this Netflix movie, or if it's simply just Netflix is going through and retweeting everybody that says it's good and or like a mind F, and that would be the movie Bird Box with Sandra Bullock. I can't tell.
I don't know what's going on. Like to me, for the previews, it looks like it's A Quiet Place, except you can't see the thing, you can't look at it, instead of you can't hear it.
Yeah, that's actually a really good description of it. You know, I have not watched it yet, but I think by the time we record our next episode, I think I will, just because I am intrigued.
I think I will too, only because I want to see if that's the case. Because if so, you know, I keep hearing these rumors that like Netflix is massively in debt, so they might be like trying to pump out these movies, and I don't know. Like you said, I don't know if the retweets there are just random people or they're actual critics or whatever. But like, you know,
yeah, I don't know what's going on. So I don't know what to make of it. It's a 2-hour movie. Sandy Bullock is in it. It's called Bird Box. This is the plot. When a mysterious force decimates the population, only one thing is certain. If you see it, you die. The survivors must now avoid coming face to face with an entity that takes the form of their worst fears.
So it?
Searching. Yeah. I think you're right.
It's it in like A Quiet Place?
It's A Quiet Place meets It. And so, like, I only saw, like, a second because, like, it popped. It's, like, the first – when I turned on Netflix, it was, like, the first thing. You know how it, like, goes right into the trailer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, Sandy Bullock running around with, like, a blindfold on. And I'm like, what are we doing?
So one of the things that it brought to mind, there was this short story by Chuck Palahniuk, the guy who wrote Fight Club.
Oh yeah.
And it was in the book Haunted, and I forget the name of it. It was something box. And the point of the story was like there was this box that if you looked into it, like you would go, it would drive you crazy. Like something in the box would drive you crazy. And not to spoil it. I'm going to spoil it. If you haven't read Haunted by Chuck Palahniuk, you're never going to read it. But the point of the story was like what you saw in the box was like how good your life could be. And it wasn't. So like when you pull your head like out of the box, you see like just like how awful everything is, and it drives you crazy.
Wow.
So I don't know if like that's what they're doing with this movie. Wow. I don't know, but I gotta see it. I'm intrigued.
That sounds like a Twilight Zone episode.
It basically was, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Or Black Mirror, which everybody loves, and I don't.
Yeah, they go bonkers for that show.
People go crazy for that nonsense.
Yeah.
Ryan, instead of doing a Davies Video Game Minute this week. Let's just do, let me ask you a question, video game related.
Sure.
Christmas, people might be listening to this after Christmas, or maybe just before Christmas, but either way, what do you think will be the most given game this holiday season?
I don't know, so taking myself completely out of it, I think you're going to see, you know, in kids' Christmas stockings this year, you're going to see a lot of V-Bucks given for Fortnite. You're going to see a lot of Call of Duty. A lot of Black Ops. People love their multiplayer. They love their battle royales. And other than that, I mean, we've been so spoiled this year with video game titles that people are going to have to play catch up. So I know there's a lot of huge sales going on in PlayStation Network. Steam has a lot of unbelievable sales right now. For instance, you can get the entire Doom, like the original Doom 2 and Ultimate Doom for like $4 on Steam right now.
I like that.
Which is a great time. So they're doing a huge sale. Fallout. I know a lot of people aren't. I would say kids aren't going to buy Fallout 76. They're going to wait till Christmas for someone to buy it for them.
Mm.
So that's going to pick up a little bit of steam. And then, you know, we have a lot of games coming this year that people might. I think you're going to see a lot of gift certificates and people hold on to them. You know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but now, the V-Bucks are going to be big because
the V-Bucks are huge. And
kids don't like to earn anything.
No, they don't. Not these kids. Not anymore. Let the record show. I did not tell Davey he couldn't do a video game minute. We're just recording this episode very soon after our last episode.
So it's not a lot of time. Also say you see a big surge in Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers is going to be huge, especially for the kids. And the Pokemon. The new Pokemon is going to be big for the kids.
What about? Is there anything? What's the VR situation right now? Do you know if there's?
There's one coming out, which I believe is called the Oculus. There's the Oculus Go, which is like their wireless system that you see in the commercials with like Adam Levine and like Jonah Hill, like watching a basketball game together. That is for the casual, like VR people. Actually, Oculus is coming out with something called the Quest, which is the same as their Rift, which you have like the two controllers and you can play games, but it's completely wireless. So that's coming down the pipe, and that's being developed with Oculus and Facebook. So be on the lookout for that. And I think, you know, the VR is just starting to pick up steam now. Like, it's just starting to get good.
Yeah, I'm curious. I feel like this time next year might be a really good time for VR stuff.
It might be really good. It also might be a really good time for new consoles.
Oh, boy.
So watch out for those. Yeah.
I should start putting some money aside then.
Got to.
So I can get a hold of that. Well, Ryan, what do you say we just jump into the topic du jour?
The what now?
Well, it's the topic of the day.
Okay.
And today it is the DC film Aquaman.
Yeah.
This is a 2-hour and 23-minute picture. It is currently on Rotten Tomatoes, rocking a 64% by the critics, 85% by the audience score. And we do, as we always do with movies and TV reviews, we begin spoiler free. And I'll ask you, Ryan, did you like it?
Kinda.
Yeah, I think we're gonna feel the same way about this one.
There were elements of it I really liked, and there were elements of it that I did not like at all. So I think it evens out. I think we go even Stevens on this movie. I think it evens out.
Yeah, and let me start out by asking you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody whose favorite comic book character is Aquaman?
Nobody. Not a person.
I've never met one. I've never met one person. When, and you know me, I'm willing to go into these conversations because I've been a lifelong dork. Mm-hmm. Not only who's your favorite comic book character, who are your 5 favorite? Who are your 10 favorite? Who are your Marvel favorites? Who are your DC favorites? Who are your independent favorites? I've never, ever gotten anywhere on there Aquaman.
Not a one. And remember, I was a long, long time ago in a former life, I was a subscriber to Maxim magazine.
Of course.
And Maxim had this countdown where they counted down the 50 worst superheroes.
Oh, boy.
And yeah. I remember Aquaman was number one. I remember that specifically.
Number one.
Number two was Robin.
Well, that's horseshit.
Well, not only that, but you have to understand that this is in like 1998. So like nothing good had happened with Robin yet. So,
well, they used to do like the SNL jokes. Remember like the superheroes and like Aquaman. Yeah. They'd make fun of Aquaman there.
Family Guy made fun of him.
Family Guy. I mean, I hated the show Entourage, but that was the whole thing was like, wasn't that dude going to be in the Aquaman movie?
But that was the whole joke, is that like they were making this big budget superhero movie for like the worst superhero ever.
Right.
And like that was a joke on the show.
And I think, and so Jeff Johns, who's one of like the guys that's been writing everything for DC and like overseeing everything for DC, they also got him to do like comic book wise. And then they've also got him to do a lot of the stuff with the movies to try to help them out. He was a part of this too. He's actually written it, and I don't know if you read any of the New 52 Aquaman or any of the Rebirth Aquaman, but they try to like acknowledge that. Like they try to, you know what I mean? Like they're like, they'll have like the joke, be like, oh, don't you talk to fish? And then like, you know what I mean? Like, so they're aware of it, and they've actually done a pretty good job. Some of those stories are actually pretty good, and people might start to like him from that, but even still, like nowhere near anybody's favorite character. Cause like my question was, and we can get into this obviously a little bit more with spoilers, but I think it's a non-spoiler question. Like, could they have made a better Aquaman standalone movie?
No, I don't think they could have. I think this probably is the best you're going to do. Yep. And as unlikable a character as Aquaman could be to comic book fans, I think Jason Momoa is like an incredibly likable dude.
I do too. I liked him the whole time. I liked him. They're easy to root for, you know, whether he was Arthur Curry on land or Aquaman in the water, whatever. I thought he was pretty good. What did you think of the story? And I guess just we'll lump in here. It's an origin story.
Yeah.
We have seen at this point 1,000 comic book character origin story movies. What did you think overall?
So in that regard, in terms of the origin story, it's pretty formulaic. It was pretty like cookie cutter. You know, this is how this guy came to be. This is what his upbringing was like. And, you know, he's of these two worlds. Like, we've seen all this stuff before. This just happened to be like in the water, which, you know, again, the story itself, without getting, oh, we'll get into it with spoilers, but a little uneven. And this was, I feel like you said the movie was like 2 hours and 15 minutes or something like that. They could have shaved like 45 minutes out of this movie, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, they got to the point where like the origin, like, okay, I get it. And then like they tried to explain it more and it made it confusing.
Yeah. Like I think we get it, you know, like it got to the point where I'm like, all right, you don't need to be a comic book fan. Like they've already explained enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you on that. I thought like cookie cutter, like formulaic, like that's how I would kind of describe it. And again, it's sort of in the time and like the fact that there are like not just entertaining, but like really good movies made about comic book characters now, it's such a different bar. So if this movie came out in 2003, you'd probably be like, your hat would be blown off your head. You'd be like, this is an unbelievable movie.
Yep.
Like, you're comparing it to Daredevil, like Ben Affleck, and you're comparing it to, you know, those types of movies. Now it's like, okay, like we've seen a lot of this stuff. Like,
and we've just seen it done better, you know?
We have seen it done better. I do think it looked really cool. Like, it was a good theater movie because of, I mean, I know it's like CGI and everything else, but like the underwater like settings were pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think that was the strength of the movie, is how it looked. In terms of the characters, in terms of the visuals, like this movie looks really good. I would say to the special effects, like sometimes the special effects were like on par with like some of the best I've ever seen. And then other scenes, they're like
less.
No. This was, did they make this 10 years ago? You know, like it just didn't look a little wonky is the word I would use.
Yeah, a little wonky. A little wonky. What'd you think of the action slash fight scenes?
There was some good fish action.
I was going to ask you if you thought there was any sweet fish action.
There was some sweet fish action.
Yeah.
I thought, I don't want to get too spoilery. I don't want to answer, but it was decent. I would say,
there was one fight in particular I really liked. And then there was like a battle type of thing that was also solid. Again, it looked cool. And like my fear was just from the previews, so this isn't a spoiler, but my fears was, is this going to be Phantom Menace? Like, is this going to be Gungans? Like, are we going to be down there in like Gungan army?
You got some kind of sweet Gungan action sometimes.
At times you did, it was also better than that. And I also,
it was better than that. You're right.
I also thought so I like James Wan, the director. I like James Wan a lot. Going back to his horror stuff, and he made the choice like they're going to be underwater and they're just going to talk and breathe. We're not going to go, we're not going to go nuts with like bubbles and like all this other nonsense. Like, and I'm glad they did that because it wasn't distracting at all. And you already bought in. You're like Aquaman, half man, half fish guy. Like, you're like, fine, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't need them to have like a gills in their head. Like, they just happen to breathe underwater. Good. Sure. Done.
And I pay attention to the feedback we get. And you know, one of the things I'm trying to do is kind of see this with like fresh eyes. And I think there's some suspension of disbelief that has to happen. And this movie looks really cool, but it's ridiculous. Like this, it's the whole movie's ridiculous. And I think if you know that going in and you just kind of accept it, you know, there's explosions underwater. Like, physically, that can't happen.
Oh, there's one scene I want to get to. Yeah. Remind me, that just drove me nuts.
And I'm sure we'll get to it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's these things like that you're seeing a movie about a guy who can breathe and swim underwater, like, super fat. Like,
He talks to all the creatures in the water. So, right. That's part of it.
Again, like, I've learned my lesson with Jurassic World that sometimes you just gotta sit back and eat your popcorn and just let her fucking rip, you know? So, that's what I did with this.
This is definitely a popcorn movie. This is for sure watch it on a big screen. If you don't make it out to the theater, still make sure you try to get it on a big screen with surround sound. Like, it's one of those kind of movies.
Just like if you try to think about it and you try to pick it apart, like, you're going to drive yourself but crazy. Like, just probably watch the movie, you know?
Yeah. What do you think of the comedy? Because I was a little concerned with some of the stuff in the trailer that it was going to be just super corny. Like, you remember when he like jumps down onto like the submarine, he's like, permission to come aboard. And I'm like, ugh, don't do that.
Yeah. I think the goofiness, just the movie's self-aware enough to know that like, this is ridiculous what we're doing. Yeah. Like this to anybody watching this movie. And I think they own it a little bit, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, which is fine. The issue that I had with the humor is that like, we'll get into it a little bit more, but like there's a turn in the movie where it actually becomes like kind of serious. And I think they just should have let it ride. I think they just should have stuck with Goofy.
Now, it was better than Suicide Squad in the sense that, like, the scene to scene, like, it was still the same movie, at least to me. Mm-hmm. Whereas Suicide Squad, you're like, what are you guys going for here? Like, is this super serious right now? Or are you trying to be, like, just, like a comedy? Like, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, right.
The characters, I thought, and we'll certainly get into this fully in spoilers and, like, all the villains and everything else, but I thought a lot of likable characters, like more likable characters than unlikable characters.
A lot of likable characters and then characters that were just completely non-factors, you know? So I really liked Aqua. I really liked Jason Momoa. I really liked Mira. I really, Amber Heard. Dude,
Mira was the surprise of the movie for me. I thought I was not going to care for her. I thought she was great.
I thought that Nicole Kidman was pretty good.
Yeah,
not bad. And then we'll get into some other characters after that.
All right, Ryan, this is the sixth movie in what I guess they're still kind of calling the DC Extended Universe, but not really. They've sort of changed that. But the DCEU as we know it, in order, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman, Justice League. Where would you place this bad boy?
Well behind Wonder Woman. I think Wonder Woman is the superior movie in the DCEU. And I would put it kind of like in that second tier with Justice League.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I agree. I feel very similar. Like, I left Justice League And I was like, was it a great movie? No. Was it a good movie? Maybe. Did I enjoy myself? Yes. Like, right. I had a fine time. I would watch it. I'm not dying to see it again, but I'm certainly not mad that I saw it. Like Batman v Superman, I was mad. Suicide Squad, it was like a delayed reaction. But yeah. I was so happy they made that movie that I convinced myself it was better than it was.
You sure did.
And then I personally don't like Man of Steel. I know a lot of people do. I don't. Like, I don't need a dark, brooding Superman movie. And I don't like Superman. So that's kind of where I am there. So I think you can make a case this is the second best in the DCEU. Third, no worse than fourth.
No worse than fourth, no. I would say you could say that Justice League is a better movie, but I think they suffer from the same problems.
Yeah, it's got similar. Now there's not as many characters, so you can really focus on Aquaman, but it's similar as far as like, all right, there's 2 hours of drinking your soda, eating your popcorn, having a nice time.
Just having a nice time. Have a nice little Sunday or whatever day you see it, you know?
Whatever
just go
day.
Out there. Yeah.
Whatever day. Maybe a rainy day. Cheer yourself up on a rainy day, you know?
You know, you're out at the movies watching a Flickr show. Like, if your life is that bad, like, that's a good day.
Let me tell you this. You owe it to yourself.
Yeah, you earned it.
You
especially
do.
This year. 2K18 was not an easy year for most of us.
No, it wasn't. We don't need to get into that right now, but you're right. It wasn't. Yep. It wasn't, but I'll tell you what. Already an uptick. Already,
there you go.
You downloaded this podcast. You're doing the right thing.
Here we are. We're here
for you. You're having a nice time.
My favorite
line from Barry was when...
when he's on the date with the
She was like, she hated him so much. He's like, but you had a nice time.
And we're out.
I say it to my wife all the time. And even when she has not had a nice time, I go, but you had a nice time. You had a good time. She's like, I did not have a good time.
Could you believe, and I know I might have said this on the podcast before,
yeah, Henry when we were Winkler, talking about
Barry, that he was the coolest guy on the planet for
coolest
like years.
I think he still might be. I'm a big fan.
But like the character, the Fonz, was like super cool, and then you see Harry Winkler now, and he's just the worst.
Henry. Yeah. No, but think about like the ability to make that pivot, though.
Yeah,
like because you like, could go from like I only want to be the cool guy, like well, bro, you're not. You gotta change. Like, well, I'm always the ladies' man. It's like he's the lawyer on Arrested Development. He's the coach in Waterboy. He's in like every Adam Sandler movie now. Like, he's embraced it. He's the principal in Scream. Like, the guy's the man.
I guess so. I love him. Yeah.
But you had a good time. Ryan, how does this movie, Aquaman, we're referring to, how does it compare to the other 2018 comic book movies? I think some of these are very self-explanatory.
I mean, this is kind of
here's my question, though.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's not. So, obviously, Black Panther, Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Deadpool 2, and Into the Spider-Verse. Put those to the side. Here's a question.
Put everyone to the side.
No, wait. Yes. Well, yes and no. And this is, I think, a great debate. We could do 4 hours just on this.
Yeah.
Is Aquaman better than or worse than Venom?
Ooh.
Yeah, see? We asked the tough questions on Dork. You don't get off easy on Dork.
Ooh. All right, so I think that Venom, what Venom suffered from was like it tried to do like fan service. So like people who were like fans of Venom, it played to them and not a wider audience. And I think that's what it suffered towards. I think what Aquaman did was the exact opposite. It tried to play to the mass appeal instead of the three Aquaman fans that there are, because there aren't a lot of Aquaman fans. So like,
yeah, it's probably smart.
I think Venom is a movie for like Venom fans. And I think Aquaman is a movie for everybody. So there's a bigger mass appeal to Aquaman than there is Venom. If that is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there might be. There's definitely more people will say I like Venom than they'll say I like Aquaman, without a doubt. I think to get a much better answer, I need to watch both movies again. I've only seen each one of them once, and maybe even back to back, or like at least on the same weekend.
But
I just remember my takeaway, and I certainly didn't hate Venom. I know the critics did. We did not. We thought they're very similar to me. The movies are different, but similar in like my takeaway from them.
Yeah.
I would think though that Aquaman's supporting cast, I think, was stronger.
I agree with that.
Venom didn't have a lot of other characters going for him besides Eddie Brock Venom. Like that, those are, that's who I liked. At least that's my recollection.
Yeah, and then like he had to carry that whole movie by himself, which at times right. Tom Hardy did and it worked, mm-hmm. and other times mm-hmm. it didn't. Whereas like
right.
Jason Momoa always had someone on screen with him.
Yeah.
You know? So right. it wasn't just like Eddie, there's a, the best scenes in Venom are like when Eddie Brock is like basically talking to himself.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know,
best, which is tough. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Aquaman right now, and this may be recency bias, but I would say it's slightly better than Venom, but that may change in a week.
That might change. And it might depend, yeah, or like a day, like depending on like,
yeah,
if tomorrow. You saw Venom, you would yeah. see Venom again and be like, Venom's better than Aquaman. And then you would watch yeah, Aquaman again maybe. And be like, Aquaman's better than Venom. Maybe it would just change, you know, like that.
But my way. Overall point, so the thing, the difference is with Venom and with, you know, you go back to some of these other characters, even like, well, this is a terrible movie, but like X-Men Origins, Wolverine, you go back to some of these movies and you're like, could they have made a better movie? And you're like, yes, they could have. Mm-hmm. But the real question here for the whole podcast, is it possible to make a better Aquaman movie? I'm saying probably not.
I'm saying no. Hard no.
Yeah. So they did the best they could.
Yep.
So that's something to that's take something. To the bank.
This is the best standalone Aquaman movie you'll ever get.
You'll ever get. And by the way, they did take it to the bank. Number one at the box office. They've been killing it overseas. So they're going to make a lot of money on this.
They're going to make a lot of money. They're going to make their money back. There might even be an Aquaman sequel that no one wants.
Ryan, do you recommend this to the hashtag dork listener to see in the theater?
Yes, because of the visuals of the movie. A lot of care and detail was put into how this movie yeah. looks. Yeah. So, and I would say that it is in the same vein as like Avatar, like,
yeah,
Avatar on a TV is not Avatar in the theater, you know?
Right. Different movies. Yeah. Right.
So it's definitely a theater movie for me. You're going to hate the fact that you paid. I mean, if you go into it knowing that it's a spectacle and not something to like pick apart, like a blockbuster movie should be, you'll be fine.
I was going to say, like, say you get, speaking of like gift cards, say you get some gift cards to the local theater, then like, yeah, you're not even paying for it. You go down there, you have a nice time.
Yeah, do it.
You'll enjoy it.
You have like, what else you have like 3 hours to spare in an afternoon. You get like in between appointments, you get a kill 3 hours and go see this movie.
Go see Aquaman.
Yep.
Why not? Now there is a mid credit scene. So stick around for that. And I would, without giving anything away, I would categorize it under the stick around for it one.
Oh, yeah, sure, I guess.
Oh, all right. Well, good. We'll get into that. Ryan, finally, spoiler-free, your hashtag dork score.
3.5.
Oof, you read my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Three and a half. If I was forced, if we didn't do half stones because I'm riding a high, I might go four. So 3.5 is the sweet spot.
Yep.
That's where it belongs. Oh, because another way of looking at it, and you know, I try not to do the Rotten Tomatoes score, but for those critics, it's literally yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be like a good gatekeeper yes. Like it's probably a yes for me, yep. but I understand those that would say no.
If you were going towards a more, and I look at the stones as in like A, B, C, D, F, you know, or like zero, yeah. you know, and yeah. I would give it a C.
Yeah, like a hard C. It's probably a C movie. So you're passing.
You're passing. It's not great. You know, but it's you're fine. You know.
Yeah. So there. And again, like for comic book movies, it's probably on par with Venom. Maybe slightly better. Every other comic book movie though that we got this year was better.
That's way before,
but it was also
better.
A decent year for comic book movies.
It was probably the best.
Strong. I mean, Infinity War, Spider-Verse, Black Panther is a tough top three to knock off.
Yeah.
So, all right, sweet. So that's the, anything else non-spoiler?
Nope. Let's get after it.
All right, spoilers.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers! All right,
couple of things. The one scene that drove me nuts that I had to say now before I forget is, and you were talking about like the explosion underwater, but there was also when, so Aquaman is with Mira and they get attacked by those creatures, like they're on the boat.
Yes.
Remember? And like all the creatures come on.
The trench, whatever they call them, like the bottom dwellers or something like that.
Did this strike you as odd? You're like, these two are on the on a boat for so long. Like, I understand he was recovering, but then it gets like, so, okay, you're on a boat now, like you're recovering, but yeah. Like, I don't know, with your power, like, you guys swim like fucking lunatics. You're so fast. Like, what are you doing floating on this boat?
Well, that's the thing.
They get attacked by all these creatures. The creatures are afraid of light, so they start lighting off these flares.
Yeah.
He jumps into the water with it, and it stays lit all the way to the bottom.
For like a long time.
Wasn't that weird?
There's a lot, and there's things like that that like really... In my, there's like, it's like a splinter in my mind when these things happen. Like, why do they have like these underwater spaceships when they can just swim?
Yeah, I don't know. So, no, but I see that to me is fine to question, because it's like, all right, you being DC, you create this world and you're like, all right, this is what happens. And then, like, you know, this is what doesn't. And then as soon as you start messing around with stuff, so you're like, so are you guys on Earth? So if you light a flare and you stick it in the water for a while, I'm pretty sure it goes out.
It goes out eventually. And not only that, happen. But like, and Mac and Goo brought this up on their review. And I want to give them credit. But I was thinking the exact same thing. It's like, if all the people from Atlantis can do what Aquaman does, that doesn't, like, are they all superheroes?
Well, no, because I don't know, because they can't go on Earth, can they? Or like on land?
Like, well, they say like the Highborn can. Like there's some like ocean.
That's true. Like Mira, like
Orm
did.
And Mira and Willem Dafoe's like, character. Like they all can go on land, and his mother can too.
So they can. True. But like some of the other characters, like that were with Black Manta, like they had those suits that had water in their masks. Yeah.
And like, how do you swim in that?
Well, I don't think they swim, but they're just breathing that in, and they had guns, so it wasn't like they were like superheroes. Yeah,
it's like it just didn't make sense to me.
The logic is tough to keep up with.
Okay, and so now I'll get into like the spoilers that like drove me nuts. Black Manta is useless. You cut Black Manta out of the movie, it's the same movie. Like, he serves no purpose.
Let me turn that on its head. I wanted more Black Manta.
I wanted, like, what difference does he make in this movie?
I like Black Manta. He's a pirate. I thought it was a good, or it was a Black Manta origin movie, too.
Right.
And then I liked the little line about, I'm going to need a bigger helmet, because the helmet is outrageous, but that's what it looks like in the comics, so I thought he looked good.
And it's kind of a callback to Jaws, too. Like, going to need a bigger boat.
Right. He does that whole thing. But then he gets the weapons from the Atlanteans, so he has, like, the crazy weapons, but he's a human, and he's messing around. He hates Aquaman because Aquaman let his dad die, so it's, like, a good story. And I thought their battle, was that the one in Sicily?
Yes.
I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty, a good little
But again, you saw that in that super extended six-minute trailer. You saw that all before. And like the
but
thing
I
that
think also they are setting him up. They're hoping for a sequel, and they're hoping that he's in it.
But the whole thing, too, like, oh, here's this, like, incredible Atlantean prototype armor, and the first thing the guy does when getting it is takes it apart.
Well, he reconstructed it, and he's got a pretty sweet suit. You gotta give him that.
Why?
He has little blasters in his calves.
Like, he had the blaster, and he's like, no, I'm going to take this apart, and I'm going to put it in my eyes, which is, like, the least functional thing.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That doesn't make any sense. But, like, these are the things that, like, I'm forcing myself to let go. You know, the fact that they shoot a gun underwater, and it explodes.
Yeah.
The fact that there are these, like, huge sea monsters that are just a mystery. Like, we don't know these exist. Like, the human world doesn't know this exists.
Dude, what'd you think of the sea monster that... Well, also, I love the idea of the... Just, there are all these people living underwater. Like, right. I actually love that idea. Because there's like, a lot of water, Ryan.
But here's the thing. Like, what doesn't make sense to me is that, like, why is Orm, like, trying to unite these kingdoms and then immediately kills them all?
Yeah, he is an example of so many superhero movie or comic book movie... Bad villains with like not great goals.
Yeah,
he like you can compare him to so many guys like Ironmonger and like kind of these like mirror matches. And this one's not exactly a mirror match, but close enough. I mean, they're half brothers.
Yeah,
and it's just like, all right, man,
blonde,
like,
and you know,
yeah, like what's your real plan here?
Yeah, I thought he was good.
Like, I thought he was good. And like Patrick Wilson, I think is a good actor. I think he pulled it off. Like what they asked him to do. But it was just like, all right, man, like, where are you going? Like, what's your next step here?
I know. And he's like, we're going to unite these kingdoms to have, like, the mightiest army the Earth has ever seen. And like, no, I'm just going to kill all of them.
Yeah, I'm going to kill them all. I'm going to lie to everybody. Just go.
Yeah,
just
like that kill doesn't them all. That doesn't make any sense. Like that, I don't know. Like,
and then it was a pretty quick end. Like they had an actual war happening. Some good stuff. Like some good stuff. Boss Nash showed up, which was cool. No, he did not. But he did, yeah, there was a lot of stuff. There was a lot of stuff going on, and then all of a sudden they like capture Orn, and it's like, guys, it's over. I'm the true king. They're like, sweet.
And
you can't just stop at a whole sea war like that.
No, you can't just stop like, oh, wait, nope. He's got that special trident. So we got to stop now. And like,
by the way, what did you think of him? What did you think of that creature that protected the trident?
It didn't make. I'm sorry. I'm getting into like old Davy stuff again. But
yeah, no,
the problem is
old Davy is new Davy. New Davy is old Davy. It's so all good.
So you have this like huge sea creature that's protecting this trident, right? And then the voice is creepy. Julie Andrews, whatever.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of creepy.
And she goes, well, you have to be worthy to even, she's like, so why fight you? Like, if I'm not worthy, like, it doesn't make any difference whether or not I fight you, you know? Like, yeah, that whole thing doesn't, it's unnecessary. Like, if only the most worthy person can take it, what's the point of fighting this monster?
It was weird. She kind of was like a, I don't know if she was just messing with him, but she was like, oh, like you're the least worthy person ever to be here. And then
yeah,
he's like, stop. And she's like, you understand me?
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is like, so it's basically a sword in the stone thing. And his name is Arthur. And it's like a King Arthur thing. Like, that's a little on the nose.
It sure is. It sure is. But you can't blame the people now from doing that. That was a DC decision like for years, like decades ago.
Right. And the other problem I have too is like everybody in this movie has like these completely convenient superpowers.
Oh,
like
yeah,
we can jump out of a plane with no parachute. And like you see them jump out of a plane, you don't see them land.
Redheads, am I right?
Yeah, but like you don't see them land. Like how did they land?
Oh, they landed on the desert.
And the dunes, they did like a tuck and roll.
Yeah, they just slammed into the sand, and I was like, well, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, I know they were headed in a certain direction, but I am not a huge fan of things that just sort of, like, happen for luck. And maybe there's a reason for it, and maybe I'm missing this. It, on first time through, it could happen, so you guys can email us at Dork Podcast or tweet us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. So they dive out of the plane. And then they're walking, and they sound like they're lost, right? They're like, we don't know where we are. We're on sand. They have the nice little conversation where Aquaman's like, this isn't what the whole land is like. He's like, this isn't all of it.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then he falls into a sinkhole, leading them to exactly where they need to go.
It's all, and here's my That's take on great. This movie. Here's what I've come to accept about this movie. This movie, 10 years from now, will be like a cult movie where
you
people
so?
will be really excited and be like, oh my God, you got to see Aquaman. It's ridiculous. And like people would laugh at parts that aren't supposed to laugh, but it's like a cult movie with like a $200 million budget.
Right. Which is rare,
which you can't, I understand like to be a cult movie, it has to be like this like low budget thing, but it has like that like cult movie feel to it. You know,
Batman v Superman may have that too.
It might, you know, but That's it's like, point. It's incredibly campy and just, I found myself laughing at parts where I wasn't supposed to laugh. And I'm like, I think DC was like trying to do that. But then like, again, once we got into like, he reunites with his mother, it turns like super serious.
Yeah, it did for sure. And I just think I don't like, and again, we talk about suspending your levels of disbelief all the time. And it's easy for us to do that. But when things start happening based on convenience, you're like, all right.
And that, and what I didn't get is like, all right, get it. Like he's of both worlds and he's, you know, he feels unworthy to be in both. And there's like this really conflicted character, but he's like this lovable dummy. Like Jason Momoa plays like this dummy character who people like make fun of throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then he's like, no, I'm like a supreme leader now. Like, no, you're still a dummy.
I'm a king. I'm also kind of surprised in 2018 how much of a priority they're making a king out to be. I was like, hey, why can't Mira just take over?
I know. Like, she seemed like she kind of fit the
bill. She had her shit together. She was really good. She's one of the best parts of the movie. I was surprised.
Yeah. And again, like, I think she, a much better character with a terrible wig.
Rough stuff there.
Yeah.
But I thought she was good. She had some good fight scenes. She had some good, like, she was a better actor than I thought. at least for this. Oh, one thing that annoyed me was they gave it away in the trailer, and it was also on the movie poster, is Aquaman in, like, the classic Aquaman suit, which he doesn't get until, like, past the halfway point of the movie.
Oh, there's, like, 20 minutes left of the movie.
You should have saved that, because that looked pretty sweet.
Yeah, like, the last shot should have been him in that armor. No, you shouldn't have, like, used it. You know what I mean?
I don't know why they need it. Like, I don't think people are like, ah, fuck Aquaman. They're like, oh, wait a minute. The orange old school suit? Now I'm going. Like, they're either going or they're not.
Or you could be like Mac and just have a real problem with him swimming in jeans.
Oh, he had an issue with that?
I haven't listened to their episode yet.
I never listened to their episode until after we do ours.
Just a huge issue of like swimming in jeans.
All right, I'll check that out.
Yeah.
But anyway, Aquaman I thought was good. Amber Heard or Mira was good. Atlanta was fine, played by Nicole Kidman. Orne, Patrick Wilson, again, the actor was fine, I thought, but you're right. The character was kind of lame. And so he ended up being the main villain with Black Manta sort of as the side villain. You also had Vulko, played by Willem Dafoe. Kind of a weird role for Willem Dafoe.
Weird role and kind of just like a useless character.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, he trained him in, like, ways of the Atlanteans.
He was the piece that tied... Yeah, so that's... I mean, so how does Aquaman know of, like, what's going on down in Atlantis?
Him and his father grew up in, like, Maine? Like, in a lighthouse?
Yeah. Right? Oh, also what was bullshit is when that scene when he's a kid and they say they're at the Boston Aquarium. I don't think that was the Boston Aquarium.
It wasn't. And not only that, but what was Willem Dafoe's character, Vulko or something like that?
Vulko.
So he's supposed to like grow up around like Maine, like a coast, like northeastern coastline kind of feel to it. And then they show this training scene with like him and Willem Dafoe, and it's like this like Hawaiian beach. Like, where the hell is that? Yeah. Like, how did you get there?
Yeah,
you know, like that doesn't make sense. Geographically, this movie was all over the place.
It was. It also. And then we'll get into a couple of so the other characters. Like, Nereus was played by Dolph Lundgren, was Amber Heard or Mira's father. And he was just like, whatever. His hair was flowing nicely in the water.
Great flow.
And nice also, lettuce. And we'll get to this when we talk about the mid-credits scene. But Dr. Stephen Shin, played by Randall Park, he popped up in a TV clip.
Yes.
He's a bigger character in the comics, and I assume for the sequel. So we'll get to that. But the idea of this, Ryan... taking place within the DCEU, really not a whole lot there, with the exception of they do mention Steppenwolf, and so this movie we know takes place after Justice, like about a year after Justice League.
Right, and I thought one of my favorite scenes was when the guys confront him in the bar, and the guy's like, you're the fish guy from the TV, and then they like party with him. Like, I thought that was a pretty good scene. That was pretty good.
And then Aquaman's father, like, it's a cool, I mean, it, like, this has been the origin story for him for years and years and years. Like, his dad was, you know, ran a lighthouse, and then his mom is a queen from the ocean, and they got together, and they weren't supposed to, and blah, blah, blah. So, like, that's good. I'm fine with that, you know? Good. They did a good job of displaying that. I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah, I don't.
So the mid-credit scene, basically, Black Manta, we find out, is alive, and he's rescued by Dr. Stephen Shin. So in the comics, I haven't read a ton of Aquaman. I actually read some, and then he's obviously in all like the Justice League stuff. Yep. But some of the New 52 stuff was pretty good of Aquaman. But so Dr. Stephen Shin is a guy who's like, I guess you can even tell from the movie, like, he's obsessed with the idea of Atlanteans.
Yes.
And nobody really believes him, and like, because so some people kind of know about it, but for most people don't. Like, there's like, that doesn't exist. So he's obsessed with that in their technology. So it's almost like people being interested in aliens and alien technology. It's like the same idea. But in the comics, he is friends with Aquaman's dad, I believe, and like works with Aquaman. But then sometimes he also works with some of the villains. So in this case, anyway, they're setting it up where he finds out that Black Manta has stuff from Atlantis and he's going to work together. And so I would imagine if they do make an Aquaman 2, it'd be Black Manta and Stephen Shin going after Arthur.
Well, they have to, because like, other than Ocean Master and Black Manta, name another Aquaman villain. Like, I don't think he has very many adversaries. Pollution? Well, that's the other thing that really bothered me too. Like, they were touting this war with the Earth. and then they never really started one.
No, they didn't. Oh, and they also made a couple of jokes, like, clearly, like, kind of veiled jokes at, like, Trump and, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they kind of, they had to throw that in there about, like, oh, like, well, the people up here, like, don't take care of the environment. And he's right. Like, well, we got a few bad eggs in charge. And you're like, all right, just do the
like,
movie.
Jesus, do the movie. Like, delete, cut it out.
Come on.
Yeah, it's a lot of low-hanging fruit. Like, that's right, what this movie
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Like, that's know? Not, it wasn't necessary. I mean, it was, like, whatever. But, like, it just didn't need to be in the movie.
But, again, I feel like we're kind of taking a dump on it. And the thing that I want to impress upon our listeners, if they haven't seen, at this point, that they're listening to this point, they've seen it, you know, like, it's nonsense. And it's supposed to be nonsense. So, like, to that end, I'm like, fine. You know, it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to, again, you're not going to make a better Aquaman movie. So, one, don't try. Right. They're going to try. They're going to make a sequel. And
so, that was my question. And I guess I already know the answer, but you don't want an Aquaman 2? Electric Boogaloo?
I don't. I would rather see, again, I'm not going to, but I would rather see like a Flash movie.
Yeah, I definitely want to see a Flash movie. There's a lot of characters. I mean, DC is claiming to make like 1,000 other movies. Yeah. So we'll see what they come up with.
Like, I would,
but you know what's interesting is like they got to the point, like after Suicide Squad. So Batman v Superman was so bad. Suicide Squad was reviewed really poorly. And everybody's like, the DCEU is dead. And that's where, you know, we had the Ben Affleck news. There's been, you know, the Henry Cavill news. Like, there's been all kinds of stuff about like where this is going. But Wonder Woman gave it like a bit of an uptick. Justice League was a drop off from Wonder Woman, but it was better than the other movies. And then this movie, it's almost like keeping it afloat. Like, well, there's a good joke, but it's keeping it going. Even though this was by no means great, but it wasn't like you see this and you're like, oh my God, like DC can't make a movie like to save their lives. You're like, no, it's fine. And, you know, I saw it. It was entertaining at times. So, like, they're going to keep making DC movies. And it's already made its money back and then some. And it's only been out for a weekend.
And that's fine. I just think the difference between the two and why I prefer Marvel, it has nothing to do with the characters. It has nothing to do with me being like a Marvel fanboy. I think, if anything, the movies made me a Marvel fan. I wasn't a Marvel fanboy going in. I think I was evenly split. And I think it was because that Marvel had such a clear idea. They're 22 movies in and they knew it was all building to something. I don't know what the DC movies are building towards. They've alluded to like Darkseid. They've alluded to like all of these things, but they've never gotten there.
Right.
You know? Right. So what's, we say this like jokingly, but like, what's the plan? Like, what is the plan for all of this moving forward? Do you have to hit the Days of Future past it?
Well, flashpoint it.
That's
really
what I mean. You have to flashpoint it.
It is weird because, like, you don't want a flashpoint. Well, actually, if they do flashpoint, what it was really sweet within like the flashpoint storyline is the Wonder Woman and her crew and Aquaman and his crew go to war with each other.
Yeah,
and like that would be a great movie. Like basically, Wonder Woman v Aquaman.
Right. Like these two like unknown societies like wage war against each other on Earth.
But if you think about it, like, what chance did this movie universe really have if you didn't even restart Batman? Like, I know you did Batman v Superman, but you didn't even like get your own Batman really established. And now you're like six movies in. You got Shazam coming out next year.
Which, how does that tie in?
What are you doing? And then the Joker movie apparently is like not even really in this
universe.
It has
nothing to do with this universe, yeah. But then you have Birds of Prey,
yep,
or Gotham City Sirens, whatever they're calling it, and that has to do with like the Suicide Squad universe.
That is this universe, right?
Because Harley Quinn's in it, like the same Harley Quinn. So, like, do you bring back Jared Leto?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess,
right?
If he's up for it,
yeah.
I don't know, man. But you're right. Like, I mean, I know in the spoiler section we kind of just dumped on a little bit, but I thought more of the positive stuff came in the spoiler-free because it was easier to talk about. But I just thought, you know, it's nothing shocking origin story-wise. Like, it's fine. The visuals were cool. Oh, here's the other thing. The movie could have been a lot better if the soundtrack wasn't the worst.
Oh.
didn't that like really hurt the movie? And like we talked about this with Spider-Verse, and that's why it was interesting. And like you had already known because you had already seen Aquaman, but I had not. And I'm just like, all those Marvel movies. And actually, you know what movie I was watching the other day was The Hangover again, which I, you know, I love The Hangover, but they do such a good job of like setting up each scene with like a song, and it like it just kind of hits you right, and you're like, oh yeah, this is good, and it's you know, and then you're like right into the next thing. Whereas they picked some trash songs, and I'm like, even the scene. Well, obviously, there's the one that you were talking about with the Pitbull song.
And here's the thing: like I said in like the Spider-Verse, like the soundtrack is a character in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I feel like not only was the Pitbull song awful, it was like shoehorned in at like the worst part. The song's called Ocean to Ocean, and they play the song when they're in the middle of the desert.
I don't get it. That doesn't make any sense. I didn't like it. I didn't like that. And even I forget what the song was. I don't even know if I hate the song, but it just didn't fit the scene that you were talking about where Black Manta is like taking all the stuff apart. And like that's a good example of that scene, at least for me, could have been a lot more enjoyable if you had like a sweet song accompanying it. You know, and like one that you could even like put as like, all right, now you sort of associate, find a great song, and then that's going to be, you're going to think of that song when you think of Black Manta and vice versa. Instead of just like some bullshit that actually didn't even really fit. I'm like, that doesn't belong here. Like you guys must have had the rights to it and just were like, yeah, play it.
And what an absolute catastrophe of a song that is. That is a Greek tragedy of a song.
It is. It's just awful. They made some errors, but casting wise, like I don't think you could have found a better Aquaman.
No, he's great. Like I think he's like super likable. I think you know he's not the best actor, but you know what a hunk.
But for this movie, like
he
this
looks,
movie's solid.
He pops on screen.
He does. The tattoos look really good.
And forget the fact that they're both like, you know, have like Islanders. I think. You know, Jason Momoa could be like the next Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think he's got a good chance for that.
He's got the action chops. He's a mountain of a guy. He's likable. He's funny. You know, like he could do those things.
And I'm also glad, too, that they didn't going all the way back to even Batman v Superman, because remember, he popped up in that one little quick scene. Mm-hmm. But when they cast Aquaman, I'm glad they didn't just go with like, well, the comic book's like a blonde, like white guy, like got to go with him. Like, I'm glad, like, you don't have to, especially for Aquaman.
It makes more sense.
And actually, it's funny, like, if you look at the comic book Aquaman, he does look exactly like Patrick Wilson. Like,
right.
Patrick Wilson probably would have been a dead ringer.
Yeah.
For, like, Arthur Curry.
But the comic book character, Arthur Curry, is like this, like, magnanimous, like, supreme leader kind of figure. And he's, like, supposed to be, like, dead ass serious. And I feel like Momoa is like the exact opposite. Like he's just like this like lovable goof. He's like the Rob Gronkowski of the DCEU.
Here's a crazy Aquaman stat for you. So his first appearance, Aquaman's first appearance, was in something called More Fun Comics, number 73, November of 1941.
Wow. He's gotta be one of the oldest ones, huh?
Gotta be. Oh yeah. Like that is an old ass school character. And then obviously gets lumped in, you know, with the Justice League. But I don't know. They did the best they could. That's kind of where it's at. You know, when we knew for a while they were going to do an Aquaman movie, we're like, all right, we'll see. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
And that was that, Ryan.
And that is that.
Anything else, Aquaman?
I don't want to talk about Aquaman ever again.
All right.
Well, now that we did it, you know.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be brought up several times next week in the 2018 Dork Awards, a.k.a. Sure. The Dorkies. We hand out the best. Well, when I asked you what was the best underwater film, I feel like it might be Aquaman.
It might be Aquaman this year. Might get it.
You got any others up your sleeve? I bet you don't.
I don't.
I am excited for that. That next week's going to be great. So the next 2 weeks, we got the Dork Awards next week. That is all of your TV, movies, video games, comic book awards from the year. And in fact, if you want to email us or tweet us some categories they think we should hit, I mean, all the regular ones for sure we're going to have, but if you got some other ideas you want us to hit on, we will do it. We'll have a list of nominees, and then we'll crown a winner, very prestigious award. So I'm looking forward to that. Ryan, are you ready for the pick of the podcast?
Sure.
Okay.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal?
I will defer at this point.
I will receive, Ryan. How about this movie? Did you see the previews? Because I bet you haven't seen the film yet. And if you have, we can talk about it. But if you haven't, it was with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
Sure. Yep.
It's called A Simple Favor.
Mm-hmm.
Not terrible.
Really?
I just watched it. Very different. I was looking at my list of movies because I compiled a list really in anticipation for said Dorkies. And it is like 10 comic book movies. It's like, you know, Solo, Jurassic World, Happy Time Murders, Annihilation, Halloween. Like, these are all the movies that I've seen. So this is very, very different. But Paul Feig, he was the one that did this.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's kind of, it's got some weird stuff in it. But it's enjoyable.
Weird.
Not a great movie. I wouldn't say it's great. I wouldn't say run out and see it. But if it pops on, it's entertaining. And I like both of those actresses, so it's good.
You know, for me, you know, my pick of the pod this week, I haven't really, it's been kind of a tight window for us after our last podcast, but I will say my pick of the podcast, I did actually pick it up. The Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
Nice.
Pick that up. It's actually really good. The best song, if you buy it on iTunes, the best song you can get is on the album only, and it's the Vince Staples song that you heard in the trailer.
Yeah,
that song slaps.
Yeah,
so so check that out. Really good stuff. Marvel's been killing it with their soundtracks after, you know, Kendrick Lamar and into this. It's really good stuff. So make sure you check that out. The other thing that I was watching, too, I watched the first, before recording this, the first 20 minutes of the Ellen DeGeneres new stand-up special on Netflix.
Oh, how was that?
It's pretty good. Okay. It's pretty good. It's nice, clean humor for you, you know?
Sure.
You know?
Always what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Oh, speaking of not so clean humor, did you see what was making the rounds on Twitter the other night? Was the it's like a 2011 sit down with Chris Rock, Louis C.K., Jerry Seinfeld, and Ricky Gervais?
The Applestan Caper of 1996.
Yeah, I wish. Did you see this at all?
No. Have you heard about this? No, I haven't seen it.
Oh,
did it not age well?
Not at all.
Oh boy.
Let's just say they're talking about the N-word.
Yikes.
And so, yeah, it's just like, it was, so this came out a while ago, but for some reason somebody posted it on Twitter, and then now it's getting like a ton of response again. And basically, like, Chris Rock calls Louis C.K. that or something, or I don't even know how to paraphrase
well,
it. And
then they all, yeah.
Long story short is they all start laughing about it. Jerry Seinfeld is the one out of the four that is very uncomfortable about it.
As he should be.
Yeah, right. Like how like obviously should be. Like you don't say it.
You know?
And I don't care if Chris Rock's sitting there and telling you it's okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
You don't.
And that was my biggest criticism of old school Chris Rock was that was basically his whole act.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Louis's got to do better. I mean, I know this was like 7 years ago, but he's got to do better.
I was going to say Louis's got other things too, but
yeah.
But that was one where it was like, and like, if you watch that clip, it's like kind of uncomfortable. And Jerry's like, Jerry had a great line, something like, I don't find the humor in it. And I'm not, and it's also something that I'm not seeking or like something like that. And you're like,
yep.
Yeah, you don't need to go there. But anyway.
And I don't know who you stole this from, but you said something to me the other night that I thought was really, really, really apt when you said,
how do you know I stole it? How do you know that I didn't come up with it myself? It's probably something I came up with. Probably
it's something you said that you heard somewhere. We were talking and you said, I heard this somewhere and I don't remember.
Yeah.
And you said, if you're going to be controversial, it better be funny.
Oh yeah. It better be hilarious.
It better be hilarious.
That's the best way you can at least defend it.
Yeah. Like people better laugh. Like if you're going to tell like a controversial joke, like people better laugh because if not, you don't have anything to stand on. And I think that's what that conversation sounds like to me. It's like people like being somewhat edgy and then not being funny.
Yeah. Cause then like Ricky Gervais, but then Louis C.K. were both like laughing, but then they were like repeating the word and I'm like, no, you can't even like, you just can't like, it's like it's literally the one word in the world that's like even if it's in a movie quote, I'll censor it.
Like that and
I'll
like
say
the C word.
I'll say anything else, and I know there's plenty of offensive words, but that's like the one that like I don't even say in a rap lyric, movie quote, whatever.
When like, I'm just in like, the car rapping by myself, listening to like Backspin Radio, I skip it. I don't say it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a great example. Like even by yourself, like you don't even do it.
I don't even do it.
Yeah.
And I don't even like saying the N word because saying the N word is still saying it.
That's funny. No, yeah. That's true though. You're just like, I really don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's like anyway, so that was that. I'm sure if you have I'm sure people listening to this have saw that because it was like popped up on my timeline. I'm like, is this new? And then I saw, I think it was like,
is this no, that's the front door. It's like the Endgame trailer.
Yeah, right.
You don't know if it's the past or the present.
What is this? So anyway, there's that. You of course can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. We appreciate that very much. Keep throwing those our way. Tell a friend, tell a dork to check out Dork. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere else, weei.com. You can check out your podcast at Dork Podcast on Twitter, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. You can email us anytime, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Ryan, you be twitching.
Always be twitching. Always on that Twitch grind. At Arvon D on any and all social medias. We got new logos coming out, the courtesy of our friend Andy Bourne. Please check out my friends at So Sick Clothing, Gamer Blends, and Mammoth Gamers, as well as Illusion Grips, if you can find them.
All right. There you go, Ryan. And if you're listening to this beforehand, a very Merry Christmas to everybody out there or whatever else you happen to be doing this day. And if we missed you, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. Anything else, Ryan?
Nope, that's it. God bless you.
All right, another perfect episode.
#It's the #Dork Podcast.